You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 15. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ. The scripture says that we must speak the truth in love. It means it is not sufficient to speak the truth. You must equally speak that truth in love. But here's where the problem comes in. What does it mean to speak the truth in love? How do you speak the truth in love? So you see, a lot of human beings, a lot of brethren, have developed their own way of determining whether a truth is being spoken in love or not. So, for example, some people believe that you have to speak it with a very low voice. So if you are speaking with a low voice, then you are speaking in love. That is not true. For some people, you must be romantic in your manner of speaking. You must tell people something like this. You know, Jesus, He truly loves you. He loves you so much. That's why He wants you to repent. Now, they think when you speak in that manner, that you are speaking in love. That is not true. Some people feel that you must not, when you say things that does not condemn people, that does not rebuke people, then you are speaking in love. That is not true. So, brethren, be very careful of the way you are judging things that is spoken in love or not. In fact, it should not be your problem whether the truth is spoken in love or not. What should be your own problem is the truth. That truth is what you should deal with because it is the truth. And what you really need is the truth. It is God that is saying to the speaker, speak in love. Now, but for you, what is more important is the truth. If somebody comes to speak to me and they are saying the truth, whether they are saying it in love or not does not matter to me. What is important is that what they have said is the truth, and I need to adjust my life. I can't say because they didn't speak it in love, then it doesn't matter to me. But they have simply spoken the truth, and I must respond to the truth accordingly. So what does it mean to speak in truth? You see, to speak in truth means to speak without hypocrisy, to speak with sincerity, to speak without ulterior motive, to speak out of love for Jesus, out of obedience to Jesus, to speak because you truly care about the eternity of men. That is what it means to speak in truth. You may shout, you may not shout. It doesn't matter. So, brethren, you can't judge whether somebody is speaking in truth or not. It is not in your place to judge. That is in God's place to judge. What you should judge is the truth that has been spoken to you. And to you also that is speaking, ensure that you speak the truth in love. Do not have any ulterior motive. For example, a preacher may be popular and be deceiving people. And in the course of preaching the word of God, and the word of God points to that kind of preacher, I can speak about it. It doesn't mean I'm envious of that preacher. It doesn't mean I'm looking forward to pulling down that preacher. No. If the word of God points to it, we speak it. You see, brethren, you must understand that to be a spokesperson for God, you must be prepared to say whatever He asks you to say, not what you want to say. And sometimes God can say things that are very hard. And you must be ready to also say it exactly like that. You must not give in to temptation of saying things that men want to hear, or saying things that God is saying. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.